for the first time since, well, last fall, after the 7:30 news on a Thursday, we do not have a visit from Voices Saginaw Spirit Hockey, Joey Botano. Although, you know, we really could have.
Yeah, they're making news.
Yes. Today, a very special day. The Ontario Hockey League this weekend is conducting its priority selection draft. But as we talked about last week, and we made reference to this in our final conversation with Joey last Thursday, the Saginaw Spirit won the right to draft number one overall.
Yes.
I mean, that's cool in its own right.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, there is a player, a young man named Michael Misa, who's from Oakville, Ontario, and he has been granted the exceptional player status by the Ontario Hockey League because he's only 15. And in order to be drafted that young, you have to have this exceptional player status, the same as only five others have been granted, such as guys like Connor McDavid, who currently leads the National Hockey League in points.
Yes, he does. Yeah. The Edmonton Oilers. Ooh.
And the draft actually is tomorrow, but what they do with the first selection is they set it up for a Thursday announcement. So the Saginaw Spirit today at 11 o'clock will be having a special announcement and introduction of the first overall pick in this year's priority selection draft. And the Saginaw Spirit, I don't think I'm going to be spoiling the fun by letting you know.
Yeah, no, you are.
15-year-old Micah Misa is going to become the youngest player in the Ontario Hockey League and a member of the Saginaw Spirit.
What would be stunning is if they didn't draft him.
That would be.
That would be stunning.
Managing partner of the Saginaw Spirit, Goose Goslin, is going to join Art Lewis this morning after the 10 o'clock news and talk to Art and confirm just how special this is and what it means. As much as it means to the Saginaw Spirit, it is for the overall Ontario Hockey League, once again showcasing the talent that goes on to the National Hockey League from the Ontario Hockey League. And to be granted exceptional player status, as the OHL says, it's granted to a player whose qualities not only are on the ice, but as a person, deeming the player reserving of the rare privilege of participating at an early age. In other words, you have to be able to handle what you're going to be expected to deal with when it comes to being away from home at such a young age and the pressures that go along with being an exceptional player. And he apparently has that.
So does this mean he can play an extra year then in the OHL?
He could.
But he'll probably be taken up to the NHL.
Yes, he will.
Yeah. You know, if again, there's no guarantees, but you have that track record. I never would want to suggest or hope that there's injuries, but those kinds of things can happen to a youngster's career. I mean, all kinds of things. So what you're saying is, you never know. But it starts at a young age, and who knows where it goes from here. Misa says, I just want to be the best player I can be every time I'm on the ice. I don't like to compare myself to other players. I just want to continue getting better and focus on my own game. He says that he wants to make the biggest impact he can. He wants to be known as a coachable player, taking all the feedback from his coaches and older players that he can get. The OHL is all about development, and I hope to improve as a player on the ice and as a person off the ice. This is a 15-year-old.
Yeah, right.
pretty mature for 15.
And,
but let us be among the first to wish Michael Misa and his family a welcome visit to Saginaw.
And this is, when you think about what it's always been, too, when Dick Garber first owned the team, that was always his first priority, as I understand it. As much as he wanted the good kids to be a product on the ice, he wanted to make sure that he had good kids off the ice, that relationship with the community.
Exactly. It's gone on for, 20 years now that we've been doing this?
And we remind you that as much as we're talking about this youngster, he does have an older brother who's 17. His name is Luke, who already plays in the OHL for the Mississauga Steelheads. So this family's already got knowledge of what the OHL is all about.
They know their hockey.
That's incredible. So 11 o'clock this morning is official, but after the 10 o'clock news, be listening for Goose Goslin and talking to Art and hear more about this special day for Saginaw Spirit Hockey.
All right.
Speaking of drafts, as long as we're talking about this,
yeah,
because I completely forgot until I heard in your sports, thank you very much. NFL draft.
NFL draft is starts tonight, first round.
Yeah, I forgot tomorrow, all about that.
Yeah, tomorrow's the second and third, and then the 4-7 is on Saturday. They make it a weekend event.
So what, the Lions get like their second pick or something
second
like
pick
that?
And the 32nd, unless mm-hmm. There's some trades or something like that. So mm-hmm. we'll see.
And it's still up in the air about what Jacksonville is going to do?
Yeah.
Or have you heard any differently?
No, if you see all of those expert mock drafts, some of them have Jacksonville taking Michigan edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson. Others have them taking somebody else, and then the Lions taking Hutchinson. So that's the, I guess that's where, if Hutchinson is not picked first overall, I think that's he's going to be a Detroit Lion.
Yeah.
I just see that.
It fits for the position that's necessary for the Lions.
Yes, that's the thing. It's a position need, and it's also a big name. It's a local name, a leader in the locker room, I think. Also a Dan Campbell kind of guy. And I think that's why I'm not going to be surprised if he falls to the Lions. There are some people saying, oh, the Lions will probably, maybe they'll draft somebody else. No. No, I think they'll go for Aiden Hutchinson.
I think they wanted, and I haven't really been paying attention to Jacksonville's needs or their
they
expectations.
They have many. They have many, just like the Lions.
Yeah, well, yeah. When you're drafting one or two, that tells you that.
Yeah.
The Lions need more than that, but
right.
He's got to start someplace.
Yep. And then what is it, in about 2 years, that the draft will be in Detroit? I think it's 2024, right?
Is that what it was, 2024? Yes. So
they make this, this is a whole weekend event. I mean, it's amazing. I remember watching the draft back in the 80s and just a bunch of guys on tables with, sitting at tables with phones, right? And then maybe a little podium, and that was about it in New York City. But now they've made this a huge, huge event.
In fact, NFL has led other leagues to have those special draft representations. I don't think anyone does it better than the NFL, but they certainly they make it a big event.
Yes, they do. Yeah. So there could be a couple of Michigan Wolverines selected in the first round along with Hutchinson as well. So that's something else that'd be good for Jim Harbaugh and his program as well. Good marketing.
And I know some people are speculating too whether or not the Lions will at some point draft a quarterback.
Possible.
Jared Goff, Dan Campbell, he seems to accept him as the quarterback.
Yeah.
Though he's up into his 30s now.
Yeah.
So you got to think about that future. And some wonder if he does have the capability of the one that will lead the Lions into, I don't know, what do we call it? The next step?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, right. I mean, he's serviceable, but I think the Lions would love to get somebody in the draft. It's just the unfortunate thing is...
Not a big year for quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's not a big year for the quarterback. Yeah, but you never know. That's the thing. You never know. Tom Brady, sixth round
again,
pick.
Yeah, there's your prime mm-hmm. example right
yeah,
there.
You never
It'd
know.
Be good to have some backup because players do get hurt.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I think they do take a quarterback somewhere, but mm-hmm. I don't know if it's going to be the first
round.
Probably
not round. A high draft pick. Yeah.
Right.
That and as much as we like our receiving core, it wouldn't hurt to have somebody else shore that up a little bit.
Yeah, that and also their D-line and their safety position and cornerback position, linebacker. They have a few. They don't have to worry about punter. Hey, I think they've got one of the best punters
right.
in the game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There you go. That's well, it's always fun on these kinds of times when people pay attention to what the possibilities might be.
That's right.
It's like every franchise is renewed with... Oh my gosh! This is the player. This is the one we're going to build upon.
Right. You never know.
Remains to be seen.
Yeah, it does. So yeah, tomorrow we'll be talking draft with the NFL and also with the Spirit.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
And again, later on this morning with the Saginaw Spirit and Goose Goslin talking with Art at 10 o'clock news to get you all set for the big announcement coming this morning at 11:00.